Hello and welcome to the Mr. Sterling Podcast. I'm Keith Moffitt, joined with John Krause to find all about Mr. Sterling 2014.
We will talk with coordinators, contestants, a first-time fan, a former fan, and of course, the winner of Mr. Sterling. Here's the inside scoop of Mr. Sterling 2014.
First person we talked to was Miss Talent, the main coordinator for Mr. Sterling. And our first question to her was, how did this Mr. Sterling live up to the past Mr. Sterlings?
So far, I do think it was the best show that we've put on in the past couple years. We definitely raised the most amount of money since I've been doing it. I thought all the contestants spent a lot of time in their performances. They were unique. They were fun. It seems like everybody had fun getting the show together. It's always fun. It's a little frustrating, but fun frustrating because just working around everybody's schedule when we can meet, because the biggest thing is opening the opening number. You got to teach the opening number, and when people aren't there, you're reteaching. But other than that, it's fun.
We then asked, who thought of doing the video in the beginning of the show, and how did you feel about it?
That was all the guys. They said they wanted to do a video, and I said, if you guys, I do not know that stuff, so I said, I cannot help you, so you guys want to do it, you can do it, and I'll do whatever it needs to get done.
Were there any complications this year with Mr. Sterling?
One of the things was we were dismissed early for the water main break, and that was the night of our rehearsal. So I was a little stressed out going into the show because we practiced during the school, but we didn't really have tech crew there, so I was a little nervous. I said, you know, we'll just go with the flow. But Mr. K's group is great, so they work with us.
What is the criteria for Mr. Sterling?
Basically, I make an announcement. They come sign up. We make sure they don't have any severe discipline issues. And then be creative.
John Krause then interviewed our former Mr. Sterling, Manoli Nicolaudis, and he asked, do you remember the feeling of being the winner of Mr. Sterling?
Kind of. I know I was really surprised because I didn't expect to win, but at the same time, I wanted to win, and if I did win, it was going to be a great feeling. So, you know, that's what I felt. It was like a mixture of things.
Who do you think was going to win, Mr. Sterling?
I think from the beginning, I thought he was going to win, to be honest, because that little rhyme that he did in the beginning was absolutely flawless. But I like John, and he was one of the people I hoped would win. I think he'll represent the school well. Going in, I didn't really have a favorite, but once the talent section rolled around, Sean was my favorite.
Sean?
Yeah, Sean McPherson. His talent was flawless. Perfect.
We talked to Dean Troyo, one of the contestants in Mr. Sterling, and we asked him, was it hard working with so many people for your talent, and where did you get the idea?
Hey, you know, that's a good question. I had 10 people in my act, including me. A lot of people got off track while we were doing it, and it was hard to keep everybody on track, but, you know, over time we started getting focused, knowing that we had to get this done, so came together towards the end. At the beginning it was trouble, but last year I was in Justin Ford's act, and he had girls and boys, and I thought the idea was funny, so, and my sister did a Spice Girls act back in middle school, so, you know, I thought I'd just mix the two things together, and thought Backstreet Boys and Spice Girls was a good merge.
Did you think it turned out well?
It actually didn't go as well as I thought it would, but it was fun.
We then talked to Tony Fedori, another Mr. Sterling contestant, and we asked, how was it working with Sharon Tang in your act?
It was actually not that hard. I had the whole concept of like doing the evolution of dance like already set up in my mind with all the dances. So I think the only really hard part about it would be like getting the execution down and timing with the song transitioning and the dances transitioning. So going from one to one is probably like the only hard part, but overall it wasn't that hard. It was just fun.
When did you start practicing?
About 2 days before Mr. Sterling, and I practiced for like 5 hours each day, so not that long.
We then asked him why he dropped out and then came back.
Well, I had no clue what I was going to do, and I didn't think I was going to be that good in it, so I dropped out for my man Dean, who had, like, he really wanted to do it and wasn't in it, so I dropped out for him. I was going to be in his act. But then people were dropping out, so I had to get back in it, and Miss Talon and Ryan Smith, another competitor, a contestant in it. He wanted me to get back in it, so I decided to get back in it, and it was really fun. I'm glad I did.
And look at that. You made the final three.
Yeah.
Very close.
Thanks, Tony.
Yep, thank you.
We talked to John Glimp, Mr. July, and we asked him, what did you think of your performance, and how was it working with the other contestants?
I definitely went out there and tried my hardest. Kind of sad that I didn't make it to the final three or win it at all, but, you know, it was still a fun experience.
What did you think of Mr. Sterling itself, with the people and everything?
The people were great. It was fun working together with a lot of the guys, Paul, Ryan, Darius. They were all good guys and definitely a lot of fun.
And if you were to do this again, would you change anything?
I think I would. I'd probably spice up our opening act a little bit more. And I might change going from a dance maybe to playing the piano, just to diversify a little bit.
We then talked to James Carman, and we asked him, how did Mr. Sterling stand up to all his other performances for the school?
Well, I have done many performances here at Sterling, but I'd say that Mr. Sterling was probably the most fun due to the stiff competition and the really cool and fun competitors.
We then asked, how did you feel about being in the final three? And he simply said,
I was extremely honored.
We then talked to Mr. April Palmer-Garty and asked, how did he decide on doing Mario and how much work had to be put into it to make it come to life?
Well, I don't know, a few years ago, I think freshman year, I was just searching like talent acts on YouTube and that kind of thing. And I mean, there's so many different acts that people have done over the past. And I saw Mario, I saw Blues Brothers, that really interested me. And then, I don't know, 4 years later, when I was thinking of stuff to do, that came to mind. So I re-looked it up. And the last time they did it was like 2008. So nobody really done it, did it in like forever. So I thought of it, and I thought it'd be a cool concept. I know it would have to be a lot of work, but you know, nobody has done it in a while. So I was like, let's do it, let's figure it out. The Super Mario thing took about probably like 3 weeks of time. It took forever. It was like so much went into it. Well, the sound, I had to create a track of the whole Super Mario level and all the sound effects and that kind of thing. So it took me like 3 hours to download and put it together on GarageBand, and it's about a 4 minute track, two and a half minutes of the actual sound effect of the game, and then I added a little extra thing to the end, which was like a minute and a half. So the sound, the props took us a while. We figured out size, and then we used cardboard, cut them out, and then painted them, and I don't know, probably about 20 props that we used with all the Super Mario things in the game. And then we also used a thing in the back, which was like a curtain that we made from like a clothes rack. And then we added PVC piping, and we bought a curtain from the Berlin Mart, like a black curtain that we draped over. And it was just nuts. And then we did stuff with the costumes. With my costume, we had to buy overalls, which was hilarious. And that kind of thing. And then I added an element of Princess Peach into it, and finding the dress. Well, we used the dress from the music department at the middle school, but we had to like make alterations to it and make it fit the girl who we used as Peach. And then we added it to make it more look like Princess Peach. So I know that. So everything just took forever. So it was like a lot of stress on me, but it turned out great, and I'm real excited.
Now, I was real excited for it. Who helped you with the props and helped you put that together?
Well, I'm real close with the art teacher at Yellen Middle School, and I help her out a lot. I do the choreography at the middle school, and I asked her, you know, could you help me with this project? And she said, sure. So I went down there, and I showed her the video of the guy doing it that I was kind of basing it off of. I added some different things, but it was basically a lot was from his video, and, you know, she understood it. So we went online, we figured out you know, how many of each thing was the biggest thing, like things of the turtles and the mushrooms and things of that nature, of how many we needed, if anything could be reused, and then the size of everything. When we figured that out, she ended up going to like Kinko's and like blowing it up. She blew up a photo of like, so we could actually get exactly what the thing would look like. And then you know, she got cardboard, put on cardboard. We cut them out, and then took probably like a week or two to print, to paint them, the colors of the thing. But she was great. She helped me with a lot. She helped us borrow the dress that I used for the girl, and she helped me so much. So I'm real appreciative of her.
We will be taking a short break, but when we come back, we will talk with fans, Mr. Napoleon, Mrs. Everly, and the winner himself. I'm Keith Moffitt.
And I'm John Krause. Stay tuned and continue to listen to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
And Giroux's got it! He deflects it by Antiniemi! And the Flyers have some magic left as they win it in overtime!
If you're a regular, even avid fan in the NHL, the Blue Line is just the show for you. Hosted by Rob Strauss, John Flacco, and other weekly guests, we will provide you with the best of the NHL news and notes. The show will air once a month and cover anything that's going on inside the game of hockey, from your Flyers, even to the Maple Leafs. Preseason rankings, all the way to the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll cover it all. Covering trades, rumors, and the rest of the news surfacing around the league. Miss the show? You can grab the podcast on Sterling's website, or just tune into Sterling Knights Radio for the rebroadcast. That's The Blue Line, airing once a month with your hosts Rob Strauss and John Flacco, exclusively on Sterling Knights Radio.
Looking for a good workout? Don't have enough money to afford a gym membership? Sterling High School is just the thing for you. The fitness center in Sterling is completely free, and it has all the proper equipment of a real gym. It is open and accessible for students every day after school from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. On Mondays through Thursdays, the fitness center is open from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the whole community. Come down and get in shape for free at the Sterling Fitness Center.
We are back here with your Mr. Sterling podcast, and the next person we will talk with is Mr. Rob Strauss, first-time fan of Mr. Sterling.
And we'll be asking, what did you think of the show, and will you be attending more shows in the future?
I was actually pleasantly surprised with the show. It was a lot of fun. All the acts were great. It was really, really cool to see all the senior guys do all these unique skits and things like that. It was cool. It was just a nice display, a lot of turnout from these students, and it was just an awesome time.
Hearing that, will you be attending Mr. Sterling in the future?
100% attendance next year for sure, but the first years, this being my first year going to Mr. Strong, this is it's gonna be tough to top this one.
Did you have any favorites going into it?
Well, considering I saw most of them in class, I think we had three or four Mr. Strong candidates in class, so a lot of them in class. I don't really like to play favorites. I thought everybody did a great job with theirs, and it was a good, like I said, it was just a great time.
We then talked to a former fan of Mr. Sterling, senior Bridget Talameo, and we asked what she thought of this year's show.
I thought it was one of the best shows yet. It was really, really entertaining. All the acts were really creative, and it was just great. I would definitely come back. It's just funny, and to see all the people that I've grown up with, it's just funny to see them like that.
We then talked to Renaissance coordinator Mrs. Everly, and we asked her how much money did Mr. Sterling raise and what does it go towards?
Well, actually, I can't divulge how much exactly we raised. However, it is probably the biggest grossing event that we've had in the past several years, so we did very well. The money that we raised from Mr. Sterling actually goes towards purchasing incentives for the students who earn a Renaissance card, taking them on the end of the year trip that we always take, whether it be Dorney Park or somewhere else, and just various events throughout the year.
And do any other functions help for Renaissance besides Mr. Sterling?
Well, Mr. Sterling's our biggest event, but we do small fundraisers throughout the year, including car washes and different things around the building.
We talked to tech guru of Sterling, Mr. K. We asked, is it difficult filming for Mr. Sterling?
It can be a little difficult getting from one act to the next is our toughest time, but luckily having Miss Johnson there did a great job of pre-planning and knowing who needs what for what is going on. So what actually happens while the first act is up performing or something's going on, her and I, we have a special hotline. Her and I are talking, preparing for the next event. So if you're up on stage doing your thing, I'm trying to direct it and half talk to Miss Talent to get ready for the next event. So that's how we plan for it.
Okay, so like the day before, you kind of know what everyone's act is going to be, and you just follow suit.
Well, again, Miss Talent has practiced quite a few times with the boys. I did not get a chance to see it but one other time, so I really relied on her and her suggestions, and then myself and my crew, with a TV standpoint, follow it from there. Sorry, I hope that didn't mess you up too bad.
No, it's okay. But did you get to enjoy the show at all, or are you working all the time?
It's kind of a working thing for me, because again, imagine you have a phone in your ear and you're talking to one person and you're directing the show, what's going on. So it's kind of hard for me to process what is actually happening in the show. Like I'm in that moment right there and looking slightly ahead, but I have no concept of who's winning the contest at that point.
Was there anyone's act that seemed harder to film or harder to prepare for than any others? Or were they all pretty equal?
I mean, I really enjoyed the unusualness of the Mario Brothers thing. It wasn't hard to shoot because it was very much in the middle of the stage. But that I enjoyed. I'm trying to think if there's anybody that was that hard. A little bit of the rap guys, a little bit, because they were moving all over the stage and we didn't really know where they were going. That's a little tough because normally you script things pretty specifically. And with shows, parts like that, we don't know where they're going.
Well, like, I know I've watched it on Sterling 19 a few times. I know, like, Mike Ivins, for example, they go across the stage a few times. How hard is that trying to...
That's a good example. That's extremely difficult because we have four cameras in there. There's one camera in the back that's trying to keep all the action in the screen, but because they were so spread out, we couldn't get both of them on the TV at the same time. So what we had to do is just do close-ups of each one and transition back and forth until they got more towards the middle of the stage.
What do you think the final product was? Good? Do you think it was successful?
I like the way we shot it. We had some camera issues in the event, if you watch it on TV, so some of our colors were off. It's a little more reddish in certain sections, yellowish in certain sections. I guess it's a technical thing that I'll see, and if you go back and watch it closely, you'll kind of see certain cameras look a little redder. We were having some technical camera difficulties, not student-wise, but camera-wise. But we did our best to work through it, and that's the thing with the live event. Show goes on. You deal with it.
Then we asked the principal of Sterling High School, Mr. Napoleon, what do you think is a good Mr. Sterling candidate?
Those, all the individual months, the students that were represented up there are all involved. They go above and beyond to represent Sterling High School. They're involved in many, many activities, and not only that, they're great students. And so that's what it takes to be Mr. Sterling. You got to be visible. You got to be in the hallways. You got to be a cheerleader. You got to represent the school well. And I can say that all 12 of those kids certainly represented the school well the other night.
And then we asked, is it hard deciding if an act is suitable for school?
I don't have any problem, I think, with some students dressing up in costumes. And we always, I guess we're okay with pushing the envelope a little bit, but once you break that envelope, we need to prevent any issues. I mean, it's like a pep rally too. When we go to a pep rally, there's some things that are kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
Kids are having fun. As long as property isn't destroyed or, people aren't insulted, I'm okay with it. And I think kids have fun.
And we also asked, what did he think of the new Mr. Sterling?
John is a ball of energy, and he knows how to have fun. He's a good kid. I think he's just like all the other Mr. Sterlings over the last two or three years. The kid comes every day to school, he's a good student, and the kids respect him, and he's perfect.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for, we now talk to John Macaluso, the new Mr. Sterling for 2014. And our first question to him was, how do you feel about winning Mr. Sterling?
Well, it's always a great honor when you can, put a crown on your head and call yourself the king. Mr. Sterling, in the past, it's been a great show, and working with the guys that we worked with this year, I think we put together the best show, and to come out on top on that is a pretty big deal for me.
Then we asked, how are you feeling during the show?
I was nervous. I looked calm and collective on the show. It definitely got better as it went on. I remember specifically right before my month, I was pacing around the room. And then when I got out there, I was really nervous, but at the end of it, I walked off with a little bit of a swagger because I knew I was getting more comfortable on stage.
What did you think of the other contestants and their performances?
I thought it was great. Like I said before, working with all the guys was a true honor for me, but Yeah, I always tried to take a peek at what their acts were, try and know what they were doing. They looked really good out there. If I give out a few examples, I know Liam Fisher had a pretty nice act with yours truly, Keith Moffitt. And Tony, who was in the top three, he did really good as well. Not to take anything away from the other contestants, but those two specifically I really enjoyed.
What did you think of the audience and their involvement in the show?
I don't think I could have won without them. They were very important to me. Keep referring back to the rap and the Mrs. Claus thing. After every time I talked, they'd go nuts for me, and nothing is a better feeling than that.
Well, were you happy with your performance and how it turned out?
I messed up on my actual talent, on the actual dance, the Napoleon Dynamite dance, but yeah, I'm pretty happy with it because I didn't just stop and be like, oh no, I messed up. I just kind of went with it, put my own little moves in there, and went from there. I've always loved Napoleon Dynamite. It's been a truly good movie for me and my whole family that we always joke about and talk about. And it was a backup plan originally. I was like, all right, if I can't think of anything better, I'll do the Napoleon Dynamite dance. And couldn't think of anything better, and there you go. I did the Napoleon Dynamite dance.
So was there anything else you were considering?
Yes, I was considering doing a lip sync of YMCA, getting a couple guys together and doing that. I was also thinking of something a little more creative, like a sync. Not even like a sync dancing or dance sync, but just kind of act pretend like there's a mirror in between me and someone else and doing the same actions.
What were you thinking when you were announced you had won Mr. Sterling 2014?
Is this real life? You know, it was an incredible feeling. I just kind of lifted my hands up. I thought the formal wear kind of got to me. I forgot a belt buckle, and I was looking pretty sloppy on stage, and there was armpit sweat on my light blue dress shirt. So I was looking pretty bad, but I'm glad that that didn't have any effect over the final decision. I was very happy, very impressed, but it was a truly remarkable feeling.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, John Macaluso. And you have a ending poem for us like you did in the beginning of Mr. Sterling.
Notice I smile while you guys frown, maybe because your head is missing a crown.
And that's a wrap of Mr. Sterling 2014. It was a fantastic show filled with great contestants, interesting performances, and a newly crowned king. I'm Keith Moffitt.
And I'm John Krause.
And you are listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Stay classy, Sterling.